You're listening to Binging the Devil's Fruit, a One Piece manga read-through podcast where the best fruits are the ones you savor and are best enjoyed taking your time consuming. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Binging the Devil's Fruit. This is episode 54 of the podcast and our very first episode that is going out in 2025. I'm your host, John Mugiwara JM. Join us always by my co-host, Chad Peanut.
Hey,
and we are starting technically an arc in the new year. It's a new year, it's a new arc, even though we did the first chapter of it technically last episode. I don't think I'm going to count it, but who cares? So the Jaya arc is a wrap, and then last time I had you do the very first official Binge of the Devil's Fruit tier list of all the arcs. I hope you all enjoyed that little surprise I did. I was thinking of a way to do that, and I thought, I don't have a chapter, extra chapter lined up. And I said, screw it, let's just do that and the tier list too. So since you guys are hearing this in January, we like to record everything up until Valentine's Day before the end of the year. We're still recording this. This is October 2024, if you're listening to this. So the next three episodes are still going to be recorded in 2024, and then the one after middle of February will be the actual new year. So I hope everything's better for you in the year that you're listening to this. Hope things aren't burning down currently, you know, more than usual.
Speaking of burning, just got back from Chicken of the Eight place, and I made a mistake again, the third hottest sauce on the menu, and feels like I got a whole bone in my stomach, so let's get through this before I get the runs.
Or before your tongue is numb and you can't read.
Yeah.
All right, let's hop in. If you would like to read along with us while we binge the Devil's Fruit, Shonen Jump has their entire manga library available through their subscription service for just $2 a month. Or if you happen to have the physical volumes or omnibuses handy, that works too. No, we're not being paid to say this. I wish we were. And remember, when you hear this sound, that means it's time to turn the page. Anyway, thanks for coming along with us and enjoyed the read-through. Chapter 238, Heaven's Gate.
And oh dear lord, Rapper's omnivorous rampage trying food. I eat lamps and yeah, he definitely ate a lamp and he looks very unsettling like that.
And if you look closer, he's pissing off the nocturnal animals.
Yeah. Oh god. Okay, I believe it's my turn.
Yeah, you start every single one.
He's gone that night earlier this head. What the heck? Who was that guy? You guys jump up there, he clapped all three of you. Luffy and Sanji are just slain exhausted. Thank you for saving us. Yes, I had no choice. It was my duty. How could I lose like that? I can hardly move. That's probably because the air is so thin. Hmm? Now that you mention it. Are you blue sea people? What's that? Who are you again? I am the Sky Knight. Blue sea people live below the clouds, on the great blue sea. I get it. This is the White Sea. It floats 23,000 feet above the blue sea. And higher still is the White Sea, the upper stratum, which is 33,000 feet above. Most blue sea people can't tolerate these altitudes.
Okay, I'm starting to get used to it. Yeah, I'm feeling better too. That's impossible. What? No. Who was the man that attacked us? One moment. No doubt you have a great many questions, but let's talk business first. I am a soldier of fortune. This sea holds many dangers. Those unfamiliar with sky fighting are targeted by the gorillas and they become food for the skyfish. But I can save you from them. One whistle for 5 million extols. And then there's just a pause. What are you talking about, old man? Huh? Don't be stingy. That's an incredible bargain. I won't go one extol lower. I have to make a living.
It's scary.
What the heck's an extol? And what about this about a whistle? Didn't you people come by the peak of the High West? And you must have gotten here by island hopping.
I don't know what you're talking about, old man.
Hold it! You mean there's another way to get up here? An island hopping? Is there more than one way into the island in the sky?
What? Don't tell me you rode that beastly sea, cunt. So people with such courage still exist, huh? We didn't have to write a code.
So they didn't have to do the knock-up stream.
Nami, he cries. What's the big deal? We made it. We were almost killed. We should have gotten more information. As Nami, he just shakes him by his shirt. Did you lose any crew members? No, we all made it. The routes are different, but they all have their perils. The knock-up stream is one of those gambles where either everyone makes it or no one does. There aren't many who take that risk, especially these days. You have to both courage and skill. You're worthy, sea dogs.
It was all thanks to me, actually. Yours were all in tears and had given up. I said, never fear, I'll get us out of there.
And Nami just puts on Usopp's sheet. Here's one whistle. Blow it once, and I will come down from the heavens to save you. By rights, you should pay me 5 million extras in sky currency for that. But you may have this one for free in honor of your courage. You can use it to summon me anytime.
Wait, you didn't tell us your name!
Okay, I think I'm going to make a decision here. I don't like his name in the manga. I'm going to go with what they did in the Funimation dub. I am Gunfall, the Sky Knight.
Pierre!
And this is Pierre, my partner. Pierre is a bird, huh? But then his little claws start to change with the power of the horse fruit. Hey, that bird! He can transform into a winged horse! Just like, oh, how beautiful, it's like a Pegasus. Yes, a Pegasus. And he's fucking disgusting looking.
Look at that boss thing.
He's a Pegasus, but look, he's spotted and weird looking. Something seems off. Good luck, brave ones. And he flaps off like a fucking hummingbird. Oh, what a strange creature. But didn't we really learn? We really didn't learn very much from him, did we? No, not really.
We're right back where we started. So how do we go higher up? Let's call that old man again and ask him. What? Luffy, no, save that for the Mud Sea. We really need his help. What do we do if that mass weirdo attacks again? As Nami does, is grabbing Luffy by his throat while Usopp is just pulling his cheek. Let's just sail somewhere else.
Hey, look over there.
What's that? Looks like a waterfall. Is it some kind of cloud? And so enough, it looks like a waterfall made out of clouds from the looks of it. All right, it's decided. Let's sail toward it. There's a huge cloud bank in our way. What do we do? It's driving above the sky ocean, so it must not be part of it. What kind of a cloud is it? If it's just a regular cloud, we can sail right through it. I'll touch it and see! As Luffy winds back up his fist to punch it, but it just bounced off. Huh? My fist bounced off. Wow!
And now they're hopping on it like a trampoline. Hey, look, I'm not falling through. It's soft like cotton. What? It's great! Wow! Oh my god, Chopper's reaction. What sort of phenomenon is that? How strange. Wow, I want to try too, as Usopp hops on it. It feels so good. It's nice and warm. I could fall asleep. It's even better than a futon that's been hung out in the sun. And Usopp, Luffy, and Chopper are hopping on it like children, laughing. This means the ship can't pass through it. Hey, go to the top and see if there's a way for the ship to get through. Yeah, okay. Hey, Luffy, there's something over that way. What? Hey! A gate? Yeah, at the bottom of the waterfall, there's a huge gate. Yeah, you'll see when we get there. It's the next left. I mean, right. Are you sure it wasn't left? Let's call the old man in the armor. No! All right, I think we're through. Hey! What?
And it's a massive gate that says Heaven's Gate. It says... And look! That kind of really looks like a waterfall. Really is a waterfall. It's like skating down from a cloud like the one you were bouncing on. Heaven's Gate.
This is a terrible omen. We're all gonna die.
Did you ever think that maybe we're already dead? Yeah, that's more than likely.
We're all dead? Heaven, I can't wait. I'm finally going to heaven.
But, and Luffy seems to be the only one happy about it as Chopper is just as terrified, and so is Usopp. Look over there, somebody's coming out. And as they go through the gate, there's some old woman.
I am Taurus, or have you come to make war?
As she takes pictures with a camera. Amazon, Heaven's Gate Inspector.
It doesn't really matter. If you want to go to the upper stratum, you'll have to pay the entrance fee of 1 billion extels per person. That's the law.
An angel! Isn't that what an angel looks like? She's a pruny little angel.
How much is 1 billion extels?
What if we don't have any money?
You might pass. We can!
But the choice is entirely your own. I'm neither a gatekeeper nor a guardian. I'm merely asking what you wish to do. And then we're passing. We're going to go to Sky Island. We don't have any money, but we're going through, Granny. I see. 7 of you, right? Yeah, but how do we get up? And then all of a sudden, something appears from below the ship. Oh, whoa! What is that thing? It just popped up! The famous Lobster Express of the White Sea. And, yep, it's a giant lobster. Grabs onto the little broken wings. And grabs on it and just pulls it. Wow, we're moving! Is it going up the waterfall? Amazon Inspector of Heaven's Gate reporting to the omnipotent... All right, I'm making another call here. So, you know how this translation likes to call Zoro Zolo instead because of four kids? I'm going to do another decision like that, and I hope you'll join me on this one. They're using Kami instead of God. So anytime they say Kami in this arc, just use God, please.
Okay.
To the omnipotent God and his vassals. As, yep, the lobster takes them up a spiral cloud waterway, or cloud waves, if you will. 7 people have illegally entered Godland Skypia. See, they say Kami and they go ahead and write Godland. Render heavenly judgment. She lightly smirks with whatever pruny lips she has left. And that's the end of the chapter.
Oh, and we got an international investigation committee.
Which just shows you how to pronounce the characters' names in other languages, which is fascinating, but do you really feel like reading it?
No, not really.
Do you know what I feel like reading instead?
Oh, what's that?
I'll tell you. It's chapter 239, Angel Beach.
And this is Rappo's Omniforce Rampage Volume 4. I benches, and sure enough, Rappo is now benched at the inn one, and the people, locals are panicking as they flee in terror.
I have a very important question. Were they sitting on it before or after he ate it?
Oh, no.
I just sat down on the park bench and then all of a sudden it tried to eat my ass.
God. Okay, I think it's your turn.
And the Lobster Express is pulling the Going Merry up the cloudway. Oh, what's going on? The clouds turn into a belt. It's like a river. I can't believe this is a natural phenomenon. No way this is natural. There's some writing up there. It's the exit. Godland Skypia? It's not an exit. It's an entrance. And they're all... in awe or fear of what's happening next. And I'll just get this next page because it's a spread, turning it. Skypia, the land of the gods on the white, white sea. An island! It's Skypia! And look, that two-page spread showing you Angel Beach, I suppose.
And they come ashore.
Hey, it's an island made of fluffy clouds!
Skypia!
Hey, what about the anchor? There's no bottom to this ocean.
Never mind that. Check this out. The beach feels fluffy. Never mind the anchor. But the scenery really is amazing. It's like a dream. Yeah, but look at these guys. They're so excited. They're hopeless.
Yippee!
Shanxi just said that right before diving in. So are you.
Joe.
Ouch! I'm sorry.
Hmm?
Yep, and it's the south bird that's just poking her head.
Yeah.
And the south bird flies away. Jewel, jeez, I forgot to set it free. Looks like there's still people here. It'll survive. And Nami is wearing a bikini top.
Thank God.
What about the anchor? I dropped it. The fluffy cloud stuff is this island's foundation. Oh, yeah, since it's a new arc, it's time for everybody's new outfits. Robin's even wearing a new outfit. So this is Skypia.
Yeah, and then that's the name on the map Luffy found. That galleon fell from the sky really did come here 200 years ago. Frankly, when I heard about an island in the sky, I didn't believe it existed. And Nami hops into the quote-unquote water. Look, here we are, it's real. And then she runs up to the beach, and Robin turns to Zoro. Well, what about you? I'm going ashore too. So sailing the seas and exploring new lands is your idea of adventure? I never thought about it that way. Ah, I love this place. The smell of adventure is overpowering.
And ho ho, Nami's just stretching her arms. Ah, the Navy will never find us here. We can't really relax at last. It's been so long since I went to the beach. Oh, that's Nami. We've already stopped at ports, so this is a beach. As Nami, Chopper, Usopp, and Luffy just fool around and relax. Oh, what's this? What a mysterious flower. I wonder if its petals are just like balloons, Shanti says as he looks at the flowers. Huh? That's a funny looking nut. And yeah, Luffy's climbing up the palm tree. This is the cat. It's also much fun. I don't know what to start. This is Usopp. Why don't we stay here and relax a while? Relax sounds great. Proposal rejected. Rejected? You mean accepted? And Luffy tries to bite into it, but he can't. What is this? Hey, Usopp, I found a nut. As he throws it and lands on Usopp's head. Oh, why you? I'll catch him with that. Chopper, look, what is that? Look, Nami, flowers, huh? Is this really a cloud? And wow, even this chair is made of clouds. There must be some technique for molding them. As Nami lays on a lounge chair made of clouds, and so does Chopper. Ah, it's different from the fuzzy wuzzy cloud. You kind of sink into it. Look, Nami, flowers! What is...
Luffy hears an instrument as he's trying to bite into that nut still. Huh? What's that? Oh, I think it's actually a harp. And then a little fox comes up.
Soo, soo.
What's that, a fox? What is that? Look, it's a person. Is it that gorilla again? The whistle. Where's the whistle? Wait, it's an angel. An angel? And yes, sure enough, there appears to be an angel strumming a harp on top of a cloud bank. And she turns over to them and says,
Hesso.
Huh? Did you come from the blue sea?
Come here, Sue.
Well, we flew on our ship. Do you live here?
Yes, I live here. This is Angel Beach in Skypia. Do you like Kanosh?
Huh?
The top of the shell is as hard as a rock. It's no use biting it.
And then she takes out a knife and then cuts open the cork on the top and puts a straw in it. Here you are.
I am Kanosh. Yeah, this is great. Luffy really loves that, to taste a nut.
Wait, let me try it. If you're in trouble, I'm happy to help you. Hey, can you open this one too? Sue, Sue.
Kanosh and Cloud Fox Sue, resident of Angel Beach, Skypiea.
You were close. It's Kanosh.
Kanosh. Whoa. You could melt a man's heart with that look. Ah! You're in my way as Nami just puts on Sanji's ear. We have a lot of questions. All of this is very strange to us. I'd be glad to answer them. Hey, something's come from the ocean. It's a slug. And no... that's my father. Kanosh! Hesso!
Hesso, father!
What's Hesso mean? What's that thing he's riding? Hey, that's pretty cool. Oh, you mean the waver? And, yep, it's a man flying on some kind of waver, they call it. It's like some kind of jet ski for the clouds. Pardon me, I'm coming ashore.
And he certainly does come ashore, but a bit too far because he crashes into the tree. Huh? Uh-oh. And he gets up. Oh, is anybody hurt? You're the one that crashed!
Luffy, didn't you salvage something like that?
Oh, yeah. It was a waver. No one mentioned him in his diary. Boats that run without wind.
Are these people friends of yours, Kanosh?
Yes, father. I just met them. They're from the Blue Sea.
I see. Then they must be rather lost. You have reached the White White Sea.
No, we're not lost.
Pardon me. I should have introduced myself. I am Brian Pagaya.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, this is perfect.
As he picks up a crawfish.
I was just out fishing for the finest catch in the white, white sea, a sky lobster. Won't you come to our home and enjoy the bounty of the sky with us?
Really? Sure, we'll come. Skype me cuisine, huh? Let me help you cook it. Can I ask you something first? How does this operate? There's no sail to catch the wind and you weren't rowing. How does it move over the waves?
Oh, you must not know what a dial is.
A dial?
And it's more of the translation thing. Do you care?
Nope, but I do care about...
Chapter 240, Dial Power.
Wappa's Omniverse Rampage Volume 5. A town makes a great snack, and sure enough, he's just devouring the entire town as people run in horror.
Yeah, I know how much you wanted Hachi's Log on the Seafloor to end, but you ever think that maybe the monkey's paw curled when you wished for that?
Yeah. Okay, it's my turn. This is the accelerator. She just press S on it, as she shows them how to use the waiver. And, well, Luffy, you already accelerated. Yeah, it's going. Well, you did it. Why is it taking so much? I won't stop at it, Jake's finally. he fell off. He's really trapping. Oh, no, I hope he's not hurt.
I'm so sorry. I should have let him ride it alone.
I wonder if people with death powers sink in the sea like they do in water.
Well, it's
not the normal sea. Maybe he'll float. Down he goes. Guess not.
Yeah, that's how you react when your friend's drowning. It's like, oh, I guess he's drowning. And then, yep, the cuts in, pulling Luffy out of the quote-unquote water. And he's just, he almost fell through the cloud. Whew, that was close. He almost fell through. Well, that was your fault for sitting around and saying stupid stuff. We were almost late. It was my fault for allowing a novice to try it. Why didn't you jump in, Chopper?
Sky Island is scary.
Wavers are built very light for the sake of speed, but even a small wave can send them out of control. The operator must understand the sea and anticipate the waves. Oh, forgive me.
Is it that difficult? I wanted to try it too. I've been practicing since I was a child, and I only recently learned how to drive it.
If you could practice, you'd be ready in about 10 years.
What? That's a long time!
And all of a sudden, Usopp turns around, and Nami's got the hang of it. She's riding already.
This is wonderful! She's riding it!
What? She's amazing! I can't believe my eyes!
He says they're not open.
You're wonderful, Nami! How could she ride that thing? There's a trick to it. Your touch isn't delicate enough, Luffy. Hey, Nami, we're going to the man's house now. Hurry up and get off.
And Sanji kicks him. Stupid.
Get off right now, you dummy.
Nice try.
You guys going ahead? Can I ride a little more longer, mister?
Of course, but please be careful.
This is like a dream. I never imagined anything could glide so quickly over the water without the help of wind. I wonder if it would work on a normal ocean. As Nami continues to ride the raver, I'd love to take one home with me. But the one Luffy salvaged is probably too damaged. How come she can ride so easily? That thing really shakes. Come on, Luffy. We're gonna leave you behind. She looks like she's having a blast. Rotten kid, Sanji whacks him in the back of the head.
She said that because Luffy's like, I hope you drown, you bitch. Oh.
What? Over there, it looks like a factory. Huh? Where? Ow, you made me bite my tongue, Sanji. Good.
Oh, you must be the Cloud Quarry.
Cloud Quarry? Is that like a stone quarry?
It's a place where they cut clouds for construction.
You can cut clouds? Everything's topsy-turvy here. And so now they pass by a bunch of workers who are just cutting the clouds.
Perhaps you people come to the white sky, see, via the Milky Road.
Milky Road. I mean that road like the big noodle the lobster dragged us over.
It's a man-made canal. It's a man-made cloud canal. There are two types of natural clouds. The one where your ship traverses a sea cloud, and the fluffy clouds you can walk on are island clouds.
Can you swim and ride over a wave on normal clouds?
No, those clouds have entirely different condensation nuclei from normal clouds. You see, there is a mineral known as sea prism stone in the blue sea.
Sea prism stone? It's in your clouds?
There's an ingredient called pyrobloin. Particles of keratin are hurled into the sky by volcanoes, and they absorb moisture. Depending on their density, they either become sea clouds or island clouds.
Oh, yeah, that stuff! Ah, yes, that stuff. I used to play with it as a child. Keratin particles. Stop lying!
As I mentioned earlier, the Milky Road and the chairs you saw on the beach are made of...
What about the slides over there?
Yes, those are Milky Roads as well. Island clouds are cut to the cloud quarry, then compressed into to achieve their density. They're man-made clouds. This is my house. Please come in.
This is great. What an awesome view. I can see Nami on the waiver.
Usopp, you idiot. What did I do? Now press the apex of the cell. She's showing them off a cell. What's an apex? The top of the cell. But prisoner won't do anything. Hey, you can press it. It's off right here. And yeah, it's playing back the voice. Usopp, you idiot. What did I do? Now put the cell's made full of Usopp. That was your voice. Amazing. It recorded sound. Is this a cell dial? Yes, it's a tone dial. It's a surface that lives in the white sea that can record and reproduce sounds. Mostly use them to record music. Usopp, you idiot. What did I... This thing is great. I'm sinking right into this chair. I should relax in the house while Luffy and Usopp still continue to play with the tone dial. But if the white sea has no seafloor, where do these shellfish live? We get them from sandbars around the reefs. So this is a dial. But I still don't understand how a waver moves.
We use these to propel our wavers, only a larger version. This is a wind dial. And Luffy grabs one and he's spinning his arm with it. For example, if you force air into it for 30 minutes, wind will blow out of it for 30 minutes on command. And after spinning it, he presses the button and it blows the kinetic energy he stored into it right into his face. Wow! The amount of wind they can absorb depends on their size. This one could propel a lightweight craft, like a waver. So a waver is propelled by a blast of wind. I can barely handle a waver myself, but they can also propel skates and boards and all sorts of things. And Luffy is looking out onto the balcony to look at Nami riding on the waves again.
That's great! I want to ride a waver! She's so lucky! We even have one! But ours is old and beat up. After 200 years, I doubt it'll run.
One can never tell. A dial is merely the shell of a dead shellfish. As long as it remains intact, it should function.
Really? Here, look! But it probably won't work, Luffy. Oh, she's so lucky!
Are there other kinds too? What? Of dials? This is a dial, isn't it? Yes, that's a lamp dial. It collects light. Wow, that's still a light job. The civilization of Skypiea owes much to dial power. There are also flame dials that preserve heat, scent dials that retain smells, vision dials that achieve pictures, and many other kinds.
It's fascinating.
that face chop is making. We won't be able to live in the sky without him. Sanji's gasping in the kitchen.
What's the matter?
This blue sky colored sauce is too weird. I tasted it, but it's disgusting. Like,
Oh, I'm sorry, that's spoiled.
Then throw it away. Are you trying to kill me? Sanji seems to be having fun. I think he's overwhelmed. Dinner is served. A seafood extravaganza featuring the products of Sky Island to delight your palates. It looks delicious.
Hey, where'd Nami go? She must be out still riding the waver.
Yum, this lobster's really good.
I don't see her. She just went out a little farther. Forget her.
Father, I hope she's all right. Yes, I have a bad feeling about this Conus.
What? What's wrong?
In Skypiea, there's one place you must never go, no matter what. It borders our island, so it's easy to reach on a waver.
And then cut back to Nami.
You're huge. What is this place?
And she happens upon a large forest while we hear the continuing conversation between Conus and the Straw Hats.
A place we must never go? Why not?
It's sacred. It's the upper yard, the domain of God.
Oh, in God's domain now.
We're about to commit some more sacrilegious acts by reading.
Chapter 241, Heaven's Judgment.
Yo-ho, One Piece. And as the Straw Hats relaxing on a cliffside, Nico, Robin, and Chopper are enjoying some tea. Luffy's just relaxed in feeding the birds some meat. No, wait. Not Ami's feeding the birds some meat while
Santi stuck his Kyolo's stuff up, and so is a dead-ass looking a lot behind, as Usopp is trying to draw the bird Nami's feeding, but it's not being a still subject for him, apparently.
I remember this color spread was actually animated in one of the openings that's later in the series, so that's how I remember this one. All right, so it's my turn to start. So, it's one of those, so I'll get the first three pages. God? In a place nobody's allowed to go? Yes, this is Godland, the realm of the omnipotent god Eneru. Hey! Luffy, what are you thinking about? Listen to what she's saying! We must never go there! You understand what that means? Luffy! There's a place I can't go? I see. A place I absolutely cannot go to, huh? And then Usopp, Sanji, Robin, and Chopper all think he's going to go there. All right, I'll get the next two pages. But if he's a god, won't he forgive us? Gods are kind, right? I'm afraid the god would certainly destroy you. I see. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. That's because he intends to go there no matter what. All right, let's go find Nami. Hey, wait, let me eat this first. Hey, why are you stuffing your face? Nami could be in serious danger. Leave that. We're coming right back. We don't know if she went that way or not. Please be extremely careful. You mustn't incur God Eneru's wrath. Oh, yes, that old waver you mentioned earlier. Do you want me to take a look at it? If it can be fixed, I'll make the repairs. Father's a dialcraft engineer. Really? Thanks, mister. And back with Nami in the upper yard. What? These trees are enormous. I wonder how old they are. I can't see their tops. But then she hears a loud thud. I hear something. And voices. Oh, this is creepy. I'm getting out of here. But then she stops and, oh, remember that guy that attacked them last episode? He's back. Yep. She turns around to face him.
Help me! As someone's running. And there's a whistle.
I can't do that, so don't even ask me.
And some guy who seems petrified as a giant dog comes at them. And someone on a bird's let's find out, huh?
You know what? Fair trade. You want to get these next two?
Yep. And whack, that guy just kicked a giant dog in the face. Holy shit.
Yep, yep, yep.
Hey, you, that's my prey. Sorry about that. As they chase after the guy. I'm sorry, too. He's mine. Don't interfere. You're the one who's interfering as some big round man just falls from the sky, and boom!
Yeah, the guy with the bazooka fires at those three mysterious strangers. And yep, it's one big panel of the bazooka being thrown into the trees. Nami looks on in horror while the mysterious person just doesn't say anything and just disappears. And then the smoke clears. Nami looks on. What's that? Oh, and it's that person that was being chased. He's like, he's beaten up though. Hey, help me. Get me out of here. I missed the ship. Please. I'll pay whatever you want. But this is a one-man craft. I don't know if I can carry both of you this. We might sink. Ah! Huh? Uh-oh. And then so the guy from earlier is still there, but he's backing up. And all of a sudden, the air around them begins to go light up white. Ah! And then...
Kroom! And is that some kind of cunt?
That is it. That's basically like a giant beam of light that just destroyed him.
Holy shit.
No, it's a Eneru. How dare he do that to Foss?
And then... Okay. And yeah, so now the gorilla person backs up on their rocket skates. And then zips off.
And Nami's looking extremely soaked. Get the world out, quick, put the fire out.
Sounded like he was talking to someone. There was a gorilla, but he ran away. Roar, roar, roar. I'll make that dog shut up. He was begging for his life. I don't get Lord Eneru sometimes. If he's just going to go settle all things himself, what are we supposed to do? He wanted to save time. More illegal trespassers have arrived. More? Old Lady Amazon said there was a ship with 7 blue sea people aboard.
7 blue sea people? Is he talking about us? Trespassers? Because we didn't pay the entry fee? No way. You'll have to pay the entrance fee of 1 billion nextos per person. They hunt people down for that?
Only 7? Oh, that's no good.
You can't hide seven heads among four people.
What was that blast? Who are these men? What is this place?
Lovely street, Angel Iron. Attention! Hesso! Hesso, everyone! Captain McKinley, White Beret for Skypiea Police. It's a White Beret. Did something happen? And be on alert. Several illegal entrants arrived at Angel Beach today. The White Berets are now conducting a search for these criminals. And back with Nami. Oh no, I had to go tell the others right away as he goes right off on the river.
It's really old, huh?
Can you fix it?
I have to take it apart and find out.
Hey, Luffy, we're getting on board.
Huh?
Mister, what's that? You and that suspicious ship. Halt.
Who are those guys?
Well, and it's the end of the chapter. No SBS, but it's like a little spread of like One Piece manga volumes in different languages to show that One Piece's popularity around the world is climbing.
Yay. And we're going to climb right up into the next chapter, which is...
Chapter 242, Class 2 Criminals.
WAPO's Omniforce Rampage Volume 5.
I know, it's that face again.
King WAPO them captured, and yep, so enough, WAPO is captured by the Marines, and he has a very nervous look on his face.
It's the exact same face he made when he was about to fire that giant cannon on Luffy and he found out there were birds nesting in it and the gunpowder was dry.
Okay, so I believe it's my turn.
Yeah, it's the end of the episode, so it's your turn.
And yep, it's the captain and those Angel White Beret guards just crawling towards them on the beach. Battalion, halt!
Yeah, they're doing a stealth crawl, but they can be seen.
So, good work. Oh, okay, so, what are you guys saying? Why are they crawling? I don't know. Maybe they're freaks? Oh, so that's what freaks look like. That's why I said to get on the ship, that Luffy. Luffy, never mind them. We have to go find Nami. So you're the ones from the Blue Sea. The seven trespassers.
Huh? Trespassers? Huh? What's that? Don't try to talk your way out of it. Amazon, the inspector at Heaven's Gate. Puts up the pictures that Amazon took of them earlier. Sent us this picture she took with a vision dial. That's ridiculous. It must be a mistake. That's ridiculous. It must be a mistake, Captain McKinley. These people don't seem like criminals to me. What's all this about trespassers? The entrance fee was 1 billion extols and we didn't pay it, remember? But she said we could pass, that old snitch. No excuses, just accept responsibility. But there's no need to panic. Yet. According to Heaven's punishment statutes, trespassing is only a class 11 offense. If you pay the fine, you become legal tourists right now. Oh, why didn't you say so? What exactly is this punishment? It's simple. Just pay 10 times the entrance fee.
Holy shit.
That would be 10 billion extols each, or 70 billion extols for all seven of you. If you pay up right now, you're irreparably wiped clean. 70 billion extols? How much is that in berries?
Berries, that Blue Sea currency? Let me see, the 10,000 exils to one berry. How much? 7 billion exils are 7 million berries. That's a fortune. Do you realize how many tons of rice you could buy with that? We risked our lives to get to this country, and now you want us to pay you a fortune to stay here? Welcome to America. Satire. It's your own fault. You should have just paid the original fee of 700,000 pairs of the engine. It was too much. Forget it. Ignore that guy. We have to find Nami. She's probably in tears by now. Huh? As Nami approaches. Oh, right. Somebody's already there. It's probably those men from the forest. Please don't do anything rash, you guys.
Oh, Nami, you sweet summer child. I think you're too late.
I should warn you. We White Berets serve the gods' festivals. You'll only make things worse for yourselves to resist. By the way, the Raver is damaged. There's a law against Blue Sea people damaging Sky Island property. It's a class 10 offense. I'm afraid you're mistaken. That Raver belonged to them. Yeah, it's ours. That's a suspicious story. Blue Sea people don't have Ravers. If this is property was stolen from the Sky Island, that's a class 9 offense. Shut up or I'll blast you. Wait! Nami, you're safe! Luffy, don't argue with them. But that guy says, don't argue with them, but Nami... Then you say we should pay the 70 million berries for trespassing? Thank goodness. We can just get up offer just a fine. 70 million berries is...
Are you crazy? As Nami pulls up and runs the white beret captain in the face with the waver. Hey. Captain! Huh? Oh, darn it, that outrageous fine made me lose it! Thanks for letting me use your waver, mister. It was fun.
You're welcome, but I'm sorry, but I'll just pleasantness. This is terrible.
Run, Luffy! Why'd you pick a fight with that guy? Don't do anything gross, though. Don't do anything to cross the god. I'm serious. That was an accident just now. Hold it. There's nowhere you can run. First, you verbally abused us. And then attack was clearly a case of obstructing a government official from performing his duties. A class 5 criminal offense. In the name of God, Eneru, I declare you exiled to the clouds.
Exiled to the clouds? That's...
Exiled to the clouds? That sounds kind of nice. But it's not. You're dropped, ship and all, onto an island cloud with no way to escape. You'll stay there until you're nothing but bones. It's a death sentence. That explains the ship that fell from the sky. What? That 200-year-old galleon. Maybe its crew was exiled to the clouds. As Usopp remembers back to that skull he found. Arrest them! Yes, sir! And the archers... And the soldiers get their archer bows and... Oh, it's like little spiral hermit crab shells for the arrow tips. Nice touch. That's... Okay, it's just to me, right?
Yeah, keep on.
Run! Please, you can't fight them! Hold your tongue, young lady, or I'll have to charge you with any of these criminals. Let's fly, milky arrows! That's the archer's shoot.
And they create little cloud paths. Nami, go to the ship! You're in the way! What's that? And it creates all these, like, little, cloud roads for people to ride on. Clouds! And sure enough, yeah, the white berets have cloud skates. And they're riding on with swords pulled out, ready to swing at Luffy and crew. Wow! Huh? And then Luffy swings up. Those shoes of yours are cool! What? How did they do that?
Huh? His arm stretches. What? Gum, gum, as he spins around as he gets close to them. What? Devil fruit? Fireworks! And he's just punching and kicking from all sides, knocking them down.
Except I think there's one white beret left. By the way, Nami, how much money do we have? 50,000 berries in petty cash? 50,000, is that all? Oh, we're in bad shape. Why are we so poor? As your captain, I have to say this. You guys spent too much money. Most of it went to feed you. Oh, you know what? Remember that line in the movie 4? Apparently that was a reference to this bit.
Aha.
At least we beat them thanks to my Formation B strategy. Really?
They defeated the White Berets. I thought Blue Sea people were supposed to become incapacitated up here.
Ha ha ha. The fools. You should have surrendered quietly. We're the friendliest officers you'll find in Godland. They won't be so gentle with you. You're class 2 criminals now. Make all the fuss you want. But the gods' vassals in the upper yard will deal with you. Hesso!
And a bad stuff corner. Don't know what that's about, but apparently it's about French mistranslation and kids dunking on One Piece for not getting it.
Looks like it. And that's Oda saying, to the left is an author's page from Volume 10 in French. In it, I mentioned that I'm the same age as Sazae-san, but the French don't know who Sazae-san is, of course, so an explanation is included in the paragraph below. Thank you for going to so much trouble. I'll refrain from making unnecessary comments hereafter. I'm lying. And to the right, much to my surprise, they've even translated the SBS corner, question corner. Oh no, all our silly little banters crossed the oceans. The children of the world must be saying the Japanese are so stupid. It's okay, they're our friends too.
Okay, so that's it for this episode.
So Austin, how is the Skype arc faring for you so far?
It's pretty weird so far.
Well, with all the different the different culture and technology.
Yeah, and locale. And apparently now they're gonna find the throne god.
That's not entirely too far off from what's actually gonna happen. I'll just say that. All right, so I get this moved along a lot farther than I thought it did in the anime. So yeah, we're really schmoving with this. So that's gonna do it for this episode of Binge the Devil's Fruit. We'll be back next week, or 2 weeks from now, or next week if you're subbed to us on Patreon,
for episode 55 of the podcast, where we'll be reading chapters 243 to 247. Until then, I've been John Mugiwara JM.
I'm Chad Peanut.
And remember, when binging the devil's fruit, don't bite into it. Cut open the top. What the hell's wrong with you? Have a good one, y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for binging the devil's fruit with us today. If you'd like to enhance your binging experience even further, for just $3 a month, not only do you get access to episodes 1 week before they go live for the public, you also get exclusive access to our commentary tracks for our One Piece anime movie special reviews on our Patreon. The review episodes themselves will always be free to all listeners, but if you want the commentary tracks, that's patreon.com/superbonusround. Thanks for your support.